Okay, so first of all, welcome to everyone who's joining us today for this morning's Ask Me Anything. We're here with Didi Kai, who is a business owner who is part of the Beacon community. And this is really more about giving her space to share her story and answer any questions anyone else dialing in has. So from here, I really want to pass it over to Didi, starting off just please introduce yourself and share a little bit about what led you to your current position.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining in. Thank you, Beacon and Christine, for the opportunity to share my story and also any insights and really be of a contribution for the community. So I am a founder of Fit to Profit, a company who offers consulting services to executive leaders who's looking for peak performance in a very special way. We offer holistic business coaching where we really work with every single leader in making sure that they have the foundation to succeed on a personal level at the same time professional level. And to really sum it up and really create a short version of my long story is that it has been a personal journey. I, just like everyone, have a preconceived notion of what it's like to be successful. And of course, have done everything that I was suggested to do to find my own fulfillment in my work. So long story short, I did all of that. I went to George Mason and accomplished my goal of graduating college and having a really good job and working in the corporate world, and realized that it wasn't for me. And I felt super empty and just really embarked myself on a journey of trying to figure out what my own definition of success is. And with that, I thought, maybe perhaps opening my own business is the American dream, quote unquote. So after my corporate career, I went off and opened businesses with my family. So we had salon businesses and also restaurant businesses. After about 5 years of that, I also realized that, yes, perhaps owning my own business is the dream. But at the same time, I was, as you can only imagine, being in a service industry, with brick and mortars, businesses, long hours is what is required. So I didn't want to be the slave for my business. I completely revamped my way of living, being really mindful in what I get myself into and then get business engagements. So all of those years with corporate, including having my own business, got me to a spot in my life where I completely burnt out, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do, whether should I continue my business or should I go back to a corporate work setting. But long story short, what made me realize that I need to do coaching and things like that is I got on to learn about my mindful ways of living and how to really manage my own stress alternatively with diet, exercise, and also really taking care of myself on a very emotional level got me to holistic life coaching. That's how I got certified and discovered the coaching industry. And from that, I've been practicing for myself, coaching myself at the same time, just really sharing my story and my triumph with all of my potential clients. And from there, people just ask me to help them with their life challenges. Now, when I first started my business, I was strictly business coaching, more brick and mortar businesses, helping people really start and build their business from the ground up. After a while doing that, I realized that most of my business owners have always hit a patch where they stall and they have to rebuild again. And what I realized was that they're not managing their business in a mindful way. They're really neglecting themselves. So within the past year, I really discovered that it's important to make sure that only, yes, your business is profitable, but that's at the same time, you have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and not lose yourself in the process. So, that's just a long story short, is it is a personal journey with many challenges in my own life, and realizing that there have got to be a foundation for success. And their success is different for everyone. It could be, you know, the revenue and how much the business owner wants to bring in. But at the same time, I have some clients are really doing well with their business, but they're not having the quality of life that they need. So really defining your own definition of success, and also how to really achieve it, and making sure that you don't lose yourself in the process. And that's what Fit to Profit is about, is we are established on the basis of freedom and what you choose to do with your life and business, and that you are your business. So I hope that gives you all a good understanding and background and picture of what I am about, what we are about. And I feel like this is definitely more of a movement where, you know, we are making that connection between fitness and profitability, and really understanding what it is that we need on a very intrinsic level, and really going from there is being personally aligned to our own brand. So that's what I have. Please come on in with any questions about anything else, I would be happy to share.
Thank you, Dee Dee. And I also want to remind everyone that feel free to jump in and ask questions, or we also have the group chat here where you feel free to type them in and I can read them out. You know, I'd love to sort of ask a little bit more about your journey so far. So you mentioned you sort of were able to turn this burnout into not one, but two new ventures, you know, moving on from your corporate career to starting a number of small businesses to now as a coach. How would you say those past careers specifically shaped what you're doing now? What did you learn from them?
So interestingly, in my corporate career, I was actually a corporate recruiter. So I was matching the ideal job to the ideal candidate. So I have my experience there with really being really keen on making sure that I'm placing people where they need to be in terms of their technical skill set, but at the same time, who they are as people with what they are looking for in terms of a corporate culture. So my experience there really have taught me how to making sure that I ask the right questions. I know how to prepare people professionally, especially part of the process with making sure that they interview successfully. So really prepping them and preparing them on a mental level to make sure they are really sharing themselves and really making sure they'll be in the right culture. So that experience helped me. Once I opened my own business, I knew exactly how I was going to hire people, how to look for people, and how to hire my own employees, and how to also manage a healthy work culture for the company overall. Coupled with those two experiences and my background also in cognitive psychology and just learning about people in general, when I got into coaching, honestly, I am just really able to use all of my experience in those two environments with just really seeing my clients now for who they are and really understanding what it is that they're really looking for, and being able to give them the right strategies and tools so that way they can take their business to the next level. Not in a way that it is you have to do this next thing, but all of the strategies are very super customized to the client's lifestyle and also their business model. So I think that's how I would really answer the question, is like, I think oftentimes you may have heard from really successful people that sometimes when you look back, everything really makes sense and you can really connect the dots in that sense that everything you have been doing or I have been doing up until this point is exactly what I needed to do to have the experience to be a coach right now.
So it sounds like it really just sort of takes that clarity of mind to really reflect on everything you've done, your diverse experience, and then turning it into coaching. So actually somebody asked a question related to this that I'll read out. do you in general consider yourself good at giving advice? And how did you feel the training was to be a coach? You know, how did you make that transition?
So it's interesting you asked. Thank you. I appreciate the question so much, because interestingly, before I became a coach or even discovered the coaching industry, I was the person that my friends and family go to. Every time there was a conflict or if they needed to talk through something, I was the person. I always was the person that I knew that I was always a really good listener. So I think that was really helpful. And do I consider myself good at giving advice? I would consider so, because that's what I do right now for my clients. And I can tell you my training was great. It was good. It provided me tools and concepts that I can use to get started. But I can honestly tell you that, like I've shared already from the last question Christine asked, it's like a lot of what I already know is already there from my past experiences, my professional experiences, and also my personal experiences in managing myself with the life challenges that I had. So all in all, it is the training I recommend if that's something that you want to look into as a starter, but at the same time, nothing is as valuable or even invaluable if besides the experience. So I would perhaps, if you really want to entertain the option, perhaps, you know, really look into, are you the one that people always go to? Just like how I was when every time there's a situation, whether with my friends or family, do they go to you? And that's how you kind of know if you naturally have that kind of natural instincts already. But training is definitely beneficial. If it's something that you don't know much about, you will definitely get the background and the basis that you need to get started.
So again, it seems like you were able to take a natural quality that you had that you were comfortable with and sort of turn it into a skill that has driven your business. And then related to that, there's another question, just out of curiosity, of what it was like working with your family when you were starting those businesses before your coaching career. Sorry, what was that like working with your family?
So it was interesting. It was definitely helpful, again, in really teaching me gave me the experience to make sure that I'm setting boundaries. And what I mean by that is physical boundary, mental boundary, emotional boundary, and even like spiritual boundaries, because because my mother actually was my business partner. So really being able to set the boundaries of, yes, I am your daughter. At the same time, right now, I am the CEO of this company, and that this is how we are going to conduct business, and being able to separate emotionally that things need to be done. And so I think, again, I want to say it was new and challenging, and at the same time gave me what I needed in terms of if I needed to establish another, I guess, working environment, how I would create the business model to fit the people within the organization. So would I recommend? I wouldn't. It's on a personal level, because it takes a lot to really manage everything, especially things can get emotional with being with a family member, to be really honest, but it is doable. So that's my answer.
That's wonderful, just that lesson of setting boundaries, which, you know, obviously applies to so many different career paths and industries. So another question coming in. So in your current position, you said you've gained business through word of mouth. And in what ways have you intentionally built your brand or sought customers? What has worked for you?
Three things, and please take notes. These are the fastest path to revenue and business is networking, building long-term relationships, speaking opportunities, and what I mean is exactly what we're doing right now. Give yourself and ask for opportunity like this so you can share your story. And then thirdly is collaboration. So I do a lot of or many collaborations in terms of co-teaching workshops with my colleagues, anyone that I feel is within the same industry, if we're serving the same group of people, and anyone that's interested in hearing you speak. So those are the three routes that I have been using and which I found really fruitful, at the same time, pretty fun. Of course, it takes different personalities and things like that. Do you do all three at the same time? Probably not. But the whole key to it is really focus on the one thing that you're really good at. And then from there, slowly expand and get more comfortable and get, knowledgeable and keep learning the other routes. But networking and building relationships and speaking are the best two routes to business.
Thank you. If we're lucky enough, we have mentors at different stages of our career. And so I wonder if you've had mentors in your past and how they have shaped your path.
So I would say really depends on where you are in your life and business. You need different types of mentors. And here's what I mean by that. Mentor can be literally like an idol, someone who you look up to, someone that you go to, like you're confident, like anyone that you want to learn from. So honestly, if we are talking about professional, is that when I first started working, to be really honest, I started working when I was very young. Like the minute I got my work permit, I was out working. And my very first manager was my mentor. And the one thing that I learned from her, like the best thing that I have learned up until this point, and it really gave me the foundation to succeed into this day and having the grit to do what I do, is she tells me, you have got to work harder than any one of your employees. So that is the mentor that I had. And then when I first started after my corporate and also my businesses, I literally did not know what to do. And when I first launched my coaching business, I knew that there are many things that I did in the past that could have been better. And I just wanted a roadmap to at least just an example of what it's like to be successful. So I hired my very, very first coach at the same time when I launched my business 3.5 years ago. And from there was the beginning of it all, and everything is now history, because you have got to find a way to have the accountability that you need. Oftentimes I can tell you, as a business owner or anyone who is looking to up level their life, it's always easier to find the information, but it's most challenging for the implementation process. So having someone there for you to go to and confide in. And also, honestly, what I thought mentorship was really helpful for me was that the coach was believing in me when I didn't even believe in myself. And she kept pushing me to do what's uncomfortable until one day I realized that I'm actually capable. So yes, depends on where you are. There's always a way to find guidance, and it has to be appropriate for what it is that you're looking for. And guidance for you perhaps could really be fairly small. It doesn't have to be a paid coach or whatnot, but maybe perhaps have an accountability partner. But I cannot stress the importance of making sure that you have a mentor. So I hope that answers the question.
Absolutely. And particularly the part about having someone there as you're implementing, you know, it goes beyond just finding information, but who's there as you're taking that information and making moves.
Oh, hi, this is Maureen. I have a question about, I guess, getting into coaching, versus, I guess, getting into consulting. You mentioned that you feel like you are a good coach, you do give good advice. I guess it sounds like based on your experience, and I guess if you do it enough, you kind of feel like you have it. But what characteristics or what attributes do you think would make for a good coach or consultant? Like, what areas should folks kind of be working on? Does that make sense?
Yes, no, absolutely.
Okay.
I get that question, Maureen, quite often. It's like, well, should I be a coach? So no, that's a really good question. Well, I would say, first of all, are you good with being self-aware? And what I mean by that is, are you very conscious with how you're doing, how you're doing it, and are you making progress? That is an example of someone is self-coaching themselves. That's a start, because you have to be a really good coach. You have to be constantly learning and coaching yourself. You cannot teach a concept without actually implementing it. And then that's why I said what I said earlier, is having a coach will help you take a tool that you learn perhaps and really apply in your life. From there, then you can teach from experience. Second question is, do you like helping people? Because exactly as a coach, that's exactly what you're doing. And thirdly is, how invested are you? Because I can tell you, as much as I already shared, that is a personal journey that you have to put yourself in a spotlight, meaning you have to be willing to really look at your life, dissect your life, and really look into, like, what can you do to be really truly the example of what you're teaching. So I would say those two are some questions or ideas to reflect on. And beyond all of that is, why? Why do you want to do it? What's your life vision? Why is coaching? And if the depends on the answer, I know that it seems to be the very up and coming type of industry and things like that. I can tell you, when I landed on coaching and when I found out about coaching, I did not know that it was that popular. But apparently it is, and there are so many coaches. But I can tell you that every coach is not created equal. It's actually very, it's very diverse in terms of the type of coaching that you want to specialize in. But ultimately, at the end, is how invested you are in yourself and the people around you.
Okay. Thank you.
Was that helpful, Maureen?
Yes, it was helpful.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and read a somewhat two-part question. So where would you say your business is now, and where do you want to take it next? And related to that, where do you draw your motivation from?
Oh my gosh, I love this question. Where is my business now? I can tell you that when I first started my business, this is what I have envisioned. Having the flexibility that I have in the world of when I want to work and when I want to spend time with my family. I created, again, this business on the basis of freedom and being able to do when I want to do certain things and being really focused and passionate and in the zone when I need to be. It is exactly where I envisioned it 3.5 years ago and more. The relationships I've been able to build is tremendous, and they keep coming. And the knowledge that the business has created space for me to learn is insurmountable. Where is this business going? Perhaps it's a good opportunity for me to put it out there. I envision my company and any other coaching and consulting company to be so accessible, where mental health is just not something that a therapist does. Is that almost like everyone knows how to take care of themselves on a physical level and have a gym membership? I envision a world of every person having a life or a performance or a business coach. someone is invested in them and making sure that they are doing what they need to so that they can be successful. My company, I can tell you, my ultimate dream, and it's a long game for us, and we're just getting started, is we're going to be a 8-figure company. So I appreciate the question. Maybe that's my opportunity to put it out there in the universe. So thank you.
Amazing. Wow. That is really inspiring to hear that from you.
So thank you. And I think the last bit of the question, or the third piece, was how do I keep myself motivated? Is that right?
Yes.
Which I don't think I addressed yet. Okay. So how do I keep myself motivated is to have a system to take care of yourself. What I mean by that is in terms of recovery and what energizes you. My outlet is practicing mindfulness in my yoga practice, keeping myself physically fit with my long distance training and running. I take very good care of myself in terms of making sure that, you know, I have the right nutrition, I sleep well, that I'm always constantly building my relationships with my family and friends, but also with my colleagues, and that I'm connected to my spiritual practice. So I know it's a lot to really consider, but you have got to figure out what it is that refuels you. And number one is we're in a culture where it's really normal to go, go, go. Make sure that you're working how many hours, you're going from one task to the other, you multitask, and you do as many things as possible. And I can tell you, less is more. Focus on the one thing that really drives you and also energizes you. And those times where you really take a step back, whether you're taking a dance class or you're just playing an instrument, whatever it is that you love to do, that's the time that your mind and your body, your spirit needs to recharge. So they'll give you the idea and the motivation that you need to move forward. So I can tell you, go back to what's essential. Take care of yourself first.
Well, thank you so much for that, for sharing that with everyone. And just conscious of time, the time we set aside for the Ask Me Anything, I want to open it up to any last questions. Okay, well, then I will turn it back to you. Are there any final thoughts from you, Dee Dee, that you want to share?
Well, I want to say thank you again for taking the time to dial in. I can tell you that there are so many things that you're supposed to do or need to do, whether for your life or business. But taking the time out for something like this is what you need. And being able to do that for yourself, it's going to lead you to the next step. So I so appreciate you for making the time. Secondly, I really hope that my ask is anything that you have heard today that is interesting to you, please take it with you and see how you can really implement it into your life and see what happens. And see if you can really share that idea with a friend. And you never know how far the ripples are going to go. But if you can do that, it's one way of you showing up for yourself, giving the opportunity to the other person to show up for themselves, and who knows if they want to share that idea with the next person, be a contribution for what you do, who you are, and the community. Other than that, I really, again, appreciate you dialing in, taking the time. I wish you the best in everything you do, and that if you can take anything from me today, it would be one thing at a time. Focus on one thing and one thing only. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee Dee. And thanks to everyone else. Have an amazing day, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, everyone. Have a fantastic day.